This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And I have to work on that. A little rusty, a little. I need some chalk, too, for this box call. I still can't do the diaphragm thing. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 23rd and 24th. Turkey season rapidly approaching, man. Listen, over-the-counter permit sales for leftover and unclaimed permits get underway at 10 a.m. this Monday, March 25th. Go to njfishandwildlife.com, click on the hunting link, the species, whatever. Go to turkey, and then you'll see all the things about the permits. What's left over as per the respective turkey hunting area? Let me tell you something, especially in the south zones, if there's any left, they go quickly. Central, not so much. There's going to be some left over. The north zones, I tell you, it's a shame. The way the turkey hunting has not falling down, but is stumbling. There's plenty of permits left over. Ho-ho, what's it? 10 days until the reopening of the tog season. Blackfish will be legal again come April 1st, April Fool's Day. Four fish at 15 inches. And the striper fishing, I know we got some bad weather, but the striper fishing remains, pun intended, off the hook. Perch have been, white perch sort of funky. Got to really hunt them down now. They've been pounded so much. Of course there's some left, but you want to. A guy sent me a couple of photos, half a giant igloo cooler full. He and his kids and his buddies went out, and they hammered them. You're not going to find better, except for triggerfish. You're not going to find any better eating fish than white perch, flounder, sea bass. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They taste like what you cook it with. Okay, trout season is coming up April 6th. Joining us on our next segment, PeaQuest Hatchery Superintendent Ed Conley talks about raising these rainbows, what's involved in getting the fish out. After that, we have Liz Jackson, big program at Fish and Wildlife Sisters of Field, and a great event which is underway today in Egg Harbor Township. Atlantic City Saltwater Anglers Fishing Flea Market. Grab that cup! Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. I know spring is sprung. Weather doesn't seem like it. It is here. Oh, and a bass and a pickerel? Crazy stuff. Be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The trucks, they are rolling. What was that, Aerosmith from Get Your Wings? Train Kept Rolling. Great drum solo in there by Joey Kramer. Oh, man. The hatchery trucks are on the road. The PeaQuest chariots, as I call them, starting to stock this week. Now you have 3-week closure stocking. There's some orders open to stock. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Catch and release only. In the Rack and Fin Radio listening area, the Toms River Trout Conservation Area. Again, catch and release only. And also Lake Shenandoah up there in Ocean County. Again, catch and release only. The trucks are rolling. They're going to have, four opening day. For opening day, April 6th, they're looking at 184,360 trout being stocked. When the 7-week in-season period stops, it's going to be a total of 569,740. Or maybe not. We'll get into that a little later in the segment. Join us on the line right now, great friend of Rack and Fin Radio, it's Ed Conley, PeaQuest Trout Hatchery Superintendent, going into some of the numbers and the qualities, gorgeous rainbow trout that are going out. Conley, how you doing, brother? Great to have you on Rack and Fin again. It's been a few months since the fall stocking. What's happening?
We're just rolling trucks out of here. Let's go. We started on Monday, March 18th, and we're trying to get the trout out to everybody's favorite stops.
And now, the total and portions are of 171 or 174 or whatever venues on the trout stocking list. And for opening day, organized chaos. It's a seamless operation. These trucks are moving. They're meeting transfer trucks in the south. And a lot of questions, a lot of times I'm asked the question, how do they get the trucks all the way from PeaQuest down to, say, Ponder Lodge Pond or the Cohansey River or Swedesboro Lake? I mean, are they making the run from PeaQuest, or is there a transfer? What's the deal?
Let's go. Basically, one driver takes the south truck down, then he meets other lands management personnel. Sometimes they transfer trucks, and or they'll just take them around and stock out of the big truck. We start loading trucks about 7 a.m. every morning. This morning was a cold one out.
Thursday, man, it was cold. I've been here a few times on a Friday mornings, and this is even in late April. You get up there in those Warren County mountains, man. It's you, the Scott Mountain Range. You get some snotsicles going, but the crews are out there. Now, Ed, an event now we have, looks like this weekend, the waters are going to be up. We're getting a lot of rain, supposedly, if it plays out. Now, when the trucks are out there, and you get, for example, like the Cohansett or Morris River down here, water's high and muddy royally. How do you alter the trout stocking if that water on that particular day is on the schedule? For lack of a better term, is the schedule, stocking schedule, fluid insofar as the venues?
Basically, if there's any problems or that, you know, one of the fisheries biologists will let us know if we need to change, our stocking list for the week or move a water body around or that.
Okay. So, again, it's not, listen, the fish have to get out. You have to realize that. But even with some badass conditions, care is taken to maximize, especially the opening day, early season potential. Well, let's do some numbers. Last year you were, and it's a caveat here, there's no guarantee. The baseline number was pretty much the same at 569,740 when all was done. But the total rainbow count last year for the springtime was actually 603,525. Now, this is the average rainbow being stocked is 11.4 inches in length, but you have the bonus brood stock going out that are in excess of 20 inches, 5-6 pounds. We'll get into that a little later with the bonus brood stock program. Ed, you guys are always overproducing. Not getting any seeds. How do you do it? How do you keep doing it?
We just try to, we just keep going. It's a constant cycle year after year. We have to figure a few extra in case something happens. And so usually we wind up meeting or exceeding goals in the, at the final of the season.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ed, the bonus brood stock, besides the bonus brood stock program, like I said, we'll get into that. I understand 2% of every preseason load is going to have some of these breeders. And last year, was it 8,235 eventually went out?
Yeah, we always figure on 6,000 to 7,000, but sometimes we meet and exceed goals on that as well.
I'll just name his shout out to Captain Mark. He was, I guess, with Sylvan. What are the Sylvan Lakes? Got a couple of years ago. They were using little trout maggots, little spinners. Whoa, his kid Babe and his other son Danny, they got these fish that were 4 or 5 pounds. He said, I didn't know they stocked them this big. I said, Captain Mark, there you go. The hatchery Pequest is doing a great job. And the growing process, these average 11.4-inch average fish are how old?
They're about 18 months.
So there's
about a year and a half. When they go out, and the breeders are, over 3 years old, some of them, and some of them are over 2 years old. Basically, our three-year-olds this year are averaging over 5 pounds apiece, and two-year-olds are averaging about 1¾ pounds apiece.
Hey, we only have a few minutes left in this segment. Well, I know, I get asked, well, they get them from they spawn. I said, yeah, they're stripped and fertilized there. Ed, say a 4 or 5 step process. We only have a few minutes. Go from when they're stripped and fertilized. Then what happens?
Basically, they're stripped, fertilized. We water harden them, we disinfect them, and we put them in the incubators. And they're usually in there for about 30 to 32 days. And then we hatch them, and then it's about 10 to 14 days. They start coming up on feed. They spend some time in the nursery, and then they go out into the raceways. And then, from that point, you know, when it's 18 months, it's time for them to get out, and then for the next cycle to come in, and it's, you know, we got a constant cycle right here. We always do 3-year classes on site.
Now, Connelly, in between all this, you're still raising the fish for the October and November stockings, correct? Oh, man.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, our fall programs, usually we stock somewhere around 21,000 trout. And the winter program, we stock over 4,000.
And they, listen, these are nice. These are little bruiser 2-year-olds. And they're averaging, what, 14 to 17 inches. They're great fish. Well, Conley, thanks for joining us on Rock and Fin. This is great. Listen, get out there, get your license, get your trout stamp. It looks like, again, weather events notwithstanding, they're going to get the fish out. It looks like another bonus year now for that number. No promises. There's always seems to be, after decades it's been, they put out extra fish, produce extra fish. And in the 7-week in-season stocking schedule, when do you usually ascertain, hey, we're going to have some extra fish, and picking the waters where they go?
Usually it is right around week 5 in season that we, you know, we determine that we need to get rid of some extra fish in that. So,
and there they go. So listen, those waters that are stocked at least 5 times, 6, we have the DNR and the DNR feeder count stocked 6 times, and the other ones on the closed stocking list 7 times. There's fish out there all spring. Conley, great job, man. Kudos to you. I'm getting tired of saying that because you guys just keep pumping these rainbows out like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I couldn't do it without my staff, Tom.
And Cracker Jack staff there, by the way.
They're dedicated employees.
Listen, I've been there several times watching from a distance, watching that they're coming out, I guess, especially on a stocking, trucks in, trucks out, moving fish, moving air through the chutes or whatever they're doing. Boom, not even a drop of water on the ground, it seems, and the trucks are on the road like they are this coming week. And it's going to be, I'm too pumped. I'm too pumped. Great job there, Conley. Great job.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, we'll see you soon, man.
All right, good luck to everyone this year.
It's going to be great. Take care, Ed.
Bye.
Man, they are pumping them out. It's going to be a great time. Again, the old waters on the trout stocking roster are closed. Don't go down to Pond Lodge. I told you last week, Pond Lodge was hot, but that water closed Sunday. And the bonus of Pond Lodge, especially down here in the Villa, is my fave water. Also, I'm not surprised if there's some right back here behind the studio at Birch Grove Park ponds that are stocked in November, held over the winter. There's plenty of forage in there for these fish. They're eating little killies, little mini anything. The trout are like me; they eat anything. And you may get some surprise fish in there. Now on the bonus broodstock program, 10 lakes are picked on a rotation basis this year, man. In South Jersey, we have Crystal Lake in Burlington County is going to get 50 of these 3-year-olds. These are incorporated in the preseason stocking. That number is 560 total for that. Grenlock Lake there in Gloucester County is 410 trout being stocked. 50 of those of 50 in that little lake, of which are the breeders, and also South Violent Park Pond over there in Cullen. Love that place. We fish right by the little, like the boat. Man, I think the flood's fast, though. Whoa. And our fave in there, little plugs, little spinners. Power bait, the bait doesn't work too well there. Although a mini under a bobber, they'll hit that. Some salmon eggs under a bobber, they'll hit that. But that's going to get 50 also in the 17 eggs with a 490 total count. Man, trout season's coming. Get that license and get that trout stamp if you haven't already. Up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app. Bullet points.
It's still going to be okay to carry concealed at public parks in New Mexico's big city for now. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wants to make it illegal to carry concealed in public spaces like parks in Albuquerque and the surrounding area. Anyone under the new law caught carrying their otherwise lawfully owned firearm would face arrest and fines, even if having a valid concealed carry permit. A federal district court put that on hold pending a lawsuit, but Grisham wanted that injunction lifted while the lawsuit played out, meaning even before the matter would be resolved in court, she wanted police to fine lawfully carrying gun owners. Now the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals is refusing to lift that injunction, meaning there is no risk of penalties for otherwise lawful carry in Albuquerque parks. No word yet on when that lawsuit itself will be resolved. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Listen up, South Jersey. Island Gym is offering again for a limited time their most popular membership special. 6 months for only $99. Yes, you heard it right. It's back. Island Gym's six-month Advantage membership for only $99 is back and for a limited time. Act quickly because this offer will end Sunday, March 31st. No excuse. If you're looking to lose weight and get in great shape, join Island Gym in Ventnor today, the hottest fitness and training center in town. Membership includes 24-hour access to the best cardio and strength equipment and free enrollment to the most kick-ass group fitness classes, including group power, step, yoga, kickboxing, and more. If you're serious about getting in great shape, join Island Gym now and get 6 months for only $99. Don't miss out and don't delay. The area's best membership special ends Sunday, March 31st. Join today at the Island Gym in the Ventnor Shopping Plaza or take 5 minutes to join online at islandgym.com. We'll see you there.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 23rd and 24th. Things are happening quickly. As mentioned, striper bites going on. A lot of fishing happening. Forget about the weather this weekend. Who cares? Spring has sprung. It is happening. Hey, DEP's Fish and Wildlife, they're continuing with these great programs. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had on Liz Jackson. She's a biologist with DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Information and Education. High-octane person there getting things done. She has a new project going. No, it's been around a couple of years. It's called Sisters of Field Fishing. Sisters of Field Fishing. They have four great events coming up. Liz is patiently waiting on the line right now. She has patience. I should call her St. Liz J. How's that? St. Liz J. So we're going to discuss everything from the 1 April 20th hook and cook trout, kayak and surf fishing in May, Sedge Island experience in June. Actually, okay, there are just those three events. That's enough, though. It keeps it going. Liz Jackson, thanks for rejoining us on Rack and Fin Radio. Good to have you back.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Tell me about the Sisters of Field, young lady.
Yeah, so this is actually our second year. Last year was our pilot year for the program.
Uh-huh.
So this is our second year, and this year, instead of having six sessions that ladies have to come to all six, I broke these events out that we're really trying to get moms with their kids mm-hmm. out there learning about fishing and enjoying the outdoors, learning about New Jersey Fish and Wildlife. And so through this Sisters of Field program, that's how we're making that happen.
And the thing, too, is a quality time, having youngsters fishing. But, Jackson, I guess by now you're familiar with my proclivities. To me, and I'm known as Tommy the Meat Man, you got some great, great meals waiting for you, fresh or saltwater fish in New Jersey. It's a bounty that's just waiting there.
Yo, absolutely agreed. So like our April 20th hook and cook at PeaQuest, we're doing trout. I got little burners and cookers. So these families, these moms with their kids, they're fishing right there at PeaQuest. They're learning everything about trout fishing, pond-style trout fishing, mm-hmm. and then we're going to be learning, teaching them how to fillet the fish, break it down. They're going to be asked to bring a meal, a recipe or two, and any supplemental ingredients, because they're going to have little stations. They're going to
catch
the fish they catch and then share it amongst each other. I have about five families registered. There still is room for that one. So any of you moms with your kids, you want to get out here and learn fishing with your family, creating memories and good food, join us April 20th. You do have to register, and there is a fee.
Right, and the thing is, listen, it's been Tom P., that's North Jersey. It's not far. We had Nick Verducci on from the Ocean City Intermediate School Fishing Club. He takes his whole troop up there. It's an hour and a half ride pretty much from anywhere except May, Cape May, 2 hours. It's a fantastic facility, and that Fish for Fun pond, listen to me, people, you don't want to fall in there because there are some fish in there, man, you may not get out.
Are you talking from experience?
Almost. I still have scars on my left. Never mind. But listen, But on a more serious note, what was the impetus 2 years ago, were the brainchild of the Sisters of Feel thing? A lot of single moms. What got this started? It's fascinating.
Yeah, so as it's kind of an offshoot from the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program, which I also coordinate. When teams were gathering for all aboard events, that's when we invite multiple teams to a single event. A lot of the parents would come, and 9 out of 10, it was a mom or some female guardian or you know, child care provider. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, my God, I wish I knew how to do this, you know, when I was younger. This is so much fun. I wish I knew more. And so Sisters of Field was born to just kind of be like, hey, moms with your kids, you can do this too. So we invite moms with the kids who are in our on our teams, but we also open it up to the public because maybe these folks, once they get into fishing, once they get hooked on fishing,
that's it.
Maybe they'll want to either start their own youth fishing team in their community or join one that's existing. That's the goal.
Well, I'll tell you, Liz, you're well on your way to success here. Listen, now there's another event, May 17th to 19th. Enjoy the weekend kayak and surf fishing at Island Beach State Park. Go into that. That's a hot-ass topic right there, man. Woo!
Yeah, so we have a sweet little spot near Island Beach State Park where the ladies are just going to kind of rough it in an old house. And so we're going to be meal planning together, but they check in Friday night. We have our little meet and greet and social. They have their dinner before they get there. Early, early morning, Saturday, they wake up, and courtesy of Grumpy's Tackle, Scott, he's an awesome guy.
By the way, Scott is a very, he's been a guest on Rock and Men, a very accomplished chef.
Yes.
He is bad. He had some recipes on here. I was wiggling in my chair.
Yeah, you know what? I heard about him.
Oh,
he's coming. Yep. He's coming out to help us.
And what about? Hey, you have to get Ray out of Grumpy's. Get Ray out of there. Hey, Ray, how's it going? What do you want? Oh.
Well, some people are like that. You must be catching them early in the morning, though, too, right?
Oof, I swear, sometimes over the summer, Grumpy, I think they're open 20 hours. Like in the late summer, fall, when it's really going. You have a great crew there. But I understand they're going to be kayak fishing Barnegat Bay for Fluke, Blues, Weeks, the whole bit. That's a perfect time.
Yeah. Scott's coming out. We're kayak fishing with these moms with their kids Saturday morning around 8 a.m. on the bay side. Then we're going to be coming back, chillaxing, and then we're going to go on the ocean side for a surf fishing clinic for these moms with their kids, so that they're all hooked up and ready to participate in the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament that takes place early morning on the Sunday.
So that's right now, June 21st to 23rd, again at the place in Barnegat Bay, the Sedge Island Experience. This is really fascinating because it includes one of my favorite things to do in the summer is crabbing. Liz Jackson, go into that event.
Yeah, so again, they sign up, they come, same thing. And actually, the beauty of the Sisters of Field, we're starting to develop that sorority of ladies, the same families coming out, meeting and greeting each other and hanging out and getting to know each other. But we're going to be out there at Sedge Island, a little island out there in the marine sanctuary area of Barnegat Bay. We're crashing there at the old duck hunting lodge. And then all of these moms with their kids, they're going to be fishing, they're going to be kayaking and learning about the marsh. And then we're absolutely crabbing and clamming, and they're going to learn how to open those things up and prepare those things for meals. And it's just going to be a great day out on the water for the weekend with these folks.
Listen to me. I should show my clams and crab and arugula recipes. I'll bring the breadcrumbs and everything. Once you start eating now, it's worse than Doritos. You just can't stop, man. You're eating the shells.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now, is it all these events, you said that it's limited X number of people there, or what's the dealio?
So, yeah, because of the accommodations at Sedge and our Island Beach experience, it's limited to about 5 to 7 families. But the PeaQuest event on April 20th, that has room for as many people as want to come, you know, with a cap on maybe 50 souls in total, only because of the volunteer help that I would need.
And they're, I'll tell you, listen, they load that fishing education pond, fish for fun pond, whatever you want to call it. They load it up. The youngsters, the moms, girls, whatever, they will catch fish. You'll get that experience. And listen, Jersey trout fishing, I've been doing it for 100 years, has never, ever been better. I mean, you got special areas, you got fish. It's no matter where you go, from High Point to Cape May Point, whether bucolic, suburban, urban, Spagrub by Branchburg Park, there's trout to be caught, and they put out tons. It's a great springtime experience.
Absolutely. And I mean, come on, what else could a family do than to be out there fishing, enjoying each other's company? The phones are, you know, hopefully next to you, or at least not, you know, in the hand, their eyes.
Hide them away. That should be mandatory, Jackson. Hide the phones, except for photos. Yep. Hide the phones.
Yep. Just getting kids out, getting the families out, teaching them, you know, teach a person to fish, you know, and they can eat for the rest of their life. That's what I'm about, like sustainability and food security and all that cool stuff.
Joining us on the line is Liz Jackson, biologist with DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Information and Education. Topic is the second year it's in, Sisters Afield. This is the fishing portion of Liz. People want to find out more information, your website, Facebook page, your number. What's the dealio?
Yep. So they can go on to the New Jersey Fish and Wildlife webpage under education tab, and they can find Sisters Afield. They can just do a Google search, New Jersey Sisters Afield, and it should bring that webpage up. All the information is there, including the registration form. I am taking a waiting list for the Sedge and the Island Beach event, because if one family drops out, I already have another family who's ready to jump in their spot.
As with everything Liz Jackson, it is a seamless operation. Trust me, people, I know the person. It is smooth, like butter.
They just need to be calm and be prepared to have fun, right?
That's the bottom line. Liz Jackson, great job for everyone involved, and keep it going. Before Liz, we're up against a hard break. Do you see Sisters Afield again, third year, fourth year? I mean, what's the expansion? Is you got a whole white sheet of paper to draw on, young lady? This can go anywhere and everywhere. What do you think?
Well, my goal actually is to, once we have a core of ladies who want to come consistently, I've finally gotten the go ahead to maybe introduce some archery in there. I'm hoping to migrate these families into, you know, the shooting sports in some capacity. So we already have our fall dates, but they're just not posted on the web yet.
Listen, before I let you go, Jackson, ask Scott. We had a different fish, but it'll work with trout. Ask Scott to do, well, he's going to be, you know, on the Sedge thing, for his fish Hawaiian recipe, because he was a chef out in Hawaii for a while. I tried it, Liz. I had to put a pillow on the floor because I slid right off my chair, man. It was unbelievable. Well, Liz Jackson, good luck. Take care. Listen, Sisters Afield, go to njfishandwildlife.com. Participate. Young ladies, moms, aunts, guardians out there. Get the women and the youngsters afield, on the water, catching fish and learning about the environment.
Yeah. The only thing we don't take in that Sisters Afield program are men with their kids.
I don't blame you, because we're the biggest moaners and whiners. Hey, there's no shame in my game, Jackson. You know me. Liz, you take care. Good luck. I'll see you one of these days at PeaQuest or somewhere.
You bet. Thanks for
having me. Whoa. Was there something I heard? We'll have to talk about it off here. Something I heard up in Stokes State Forest at Lake Ashrow? Oh, we'll have to talk about that.
Oh, see
you.
Yes.
No. Off the air. Off the air.
Oh. Not a problem.
We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Bye.
Dynamic lady, dynamic program. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Finn Ritter. Hey, man. Big ass fishing flea market going on over there at the Elks, Little Lake Harbor. No, not Little Lake, Egg Harbor. Egg Harbor, excuse me on that. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey on your phone and in your car through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Local news, weather, and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Easy access to WPG podcasts and more. Powered by Smoker Savin. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their five locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. Visit SmokersHavenNJ.com.
News. I'm Chris DeMeo. A deadly crash involving a school bus carrying pre-kindergartners Friday in Texas.
Unfortunately, that bus was struck by a concrete truck. There was another vehicle behind that bus. As a result of that crash, one child was killed, several injuries in the bus, and the vehicle traveling behind the bus also had a fatality, which was a male.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Dion Cockrell. A terrorist group claims responsibility for the deadly Moscow shooting that claimed dozens of lives and injured about 150 people.
ISIS on its Telegram channel is claiming responsibility, and this comes just 2 weeks after the U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned of the increased risk of terroristic plans to target large gatherings of people in Moscow, specifically naming concerts.
Fox's Alex Hogan, 11 have been detained. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5. AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Flood watch remains in effect overnight through Sunday morning. Considerable cloudiness overnight with rain at times. Low 42. Temperatures rising to the lower 50s. It'll be breezy Saturday with rain heavy at times. Area flooding and difficult travel is likely, the high 60. Saturday night becoming clear, windy and colder but a low of 30. Sunday partly sunny and windy. Sunday's high 50. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey man, fishing season one day closer. Tog again opens April 1st. Trout season opens April 6th. Catch and release for the best stripers, man. I tell you, I think they're impacting the white perch because all of a sudden the white perch might sort of dried up in the areas we're going to. One guy says up there, by all the way up there by Tom's River, he says, there's no white perch around. There's so many blah, 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 bass. They're probably eating the white perch. But, hey, getting close, man. Got to get that tackle. Get those supplies. Today there's a super, super event by the Atlantic City Saltwater Anglers, their second annual flea market. Okay, it's going to run from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Now with the weather, you're going to be fishing. So go to this flea market. Great deals. I think there's over 30-something vendors. Hoo-hoo! That's a lot to choose from. It's going to be at the Elks Lodge, 1815 Summers Point Road in Egg Harbor Township. Hit your GPS, 08234, the zip code, and you'll find your directions there. Even finally, my lovely Dee Marie says, it's about friggin' time. I still don't trust GPS. What time took me 13 miles out of the way when the place I needed to go was another 300 yards up the road. Yeah, so watch that. Okay, again, event's going to be a $5 entry fee, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Joining us on the line right now, longtime friend, 7 years rolling with Rack and Fin Radio's Leon Chachinsky, president and founder of Atlantic City Saltwater Anglers. Met Leon, it was a couple of weeks ago at the Marine Fisheries Council meeting. Hadn't seen him in years. Leon, you're looking good, my man. How you doing?
Very good, Tom. How are you?
Oh, locked, cocked, and ready to rock. One day closer to spring, Leon. I know spring is sprung, people. I know, I get it. But, man, this weather. Now we're worried about the pipes freezing up the cabin and the pokes. I don't know, Leon, what's happening. All I know is you have a great event going on, all scheduled for today. Tell us about it. Oh, one big question. Two questions. One, is parking free? And two, will there be food?
Yeah, parking is completely free, and there's plenty of parking, lots of room. Again, free. The Elks Lodge will be serving food from early in the morning until 1 o'clock. We do have a little leeway. If people are still there at 1, then we'll probably stay until about 2.
Hey, listen to me. About that Elks Lodge, that kitchen, I'm hearing that restaurant guy with the crazy hair. He may be going there. The food's that good. I'm just hearing that rumor, Leon.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, Leon, this is your second annual. Last year, man, you guys hit a home run with that. And now you're keeping it going. Second annual, so you have over 30 vendors, new and used tackle. I understand you have it across the board.
Yeah. We have quite a bit. We have some great local vendors, some South Jersey guys, you know, making some great products.
Yeah.
They're going to be there. And we also have, you know, like you said, lots of new and used guys. Mm-hmm. So we have a good mix. We have a good mix of guys that are, you know, small businesses making their own stuff.
Sure.
And yeah, and then the new and used guys.
Lad, some of that stuff you can't get anywhere. Listen, in fact, let me digress a little bit. There's a little place out of all places, St. Michael's, PA, wherever the hell that is in the Keystone State. It's all the way up by your ass. I don't know. There's a little little company, I'm not going to mention the name, make this badass little spoon they use for trout, smallmouth, whatever. You can't get anywhere else. I said, how do you spread your business? She says, word of mouth and local fishing flea markets. And Leon, this is, again, South Jersey. You got some great bucktail makers. You got some great stuff here by the fishing mines in the southern tier counties. And people, you're going to find stuff here that you can't get anywhere else. You know, Amazon, up your butt with Amazon. You ain't getting it there. So, Leon, this is the go-to place if you want those things that catch fish locally. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree with that, yes.
And by the way, yeah. By the way, you're so freaking busy. When do you get to fish? I have to ask you that, Leon.
I squeeze it in for sure.
Hey, man, this striper bite's been pretty damn hot, don't you think?
The striper bite's been great. Yeah, it really has.
Wow. And I know, guys, we're getting them before, not targeting them, targeting your perch, we're getting them open. So, Leon, let's get to the AC Saltwater Anglers. You're now in your seventh year. I remember when we first met, you came up with this idea. I said, why not? You got some great fishing around Atlantic City and the whole Atlantic City area, all through South Jersey, up and down the coast. Why not? I mean, what was the impetus to start this? As if you didn't have enough going on.
Exactly. I started it, I guess, it was something I thought about for quite a few years. I belonged to a couple other clubs in the past, and, you know, there were certain things that I didn't like or didn't understand, and I had different ideas, and you know, I put those ideas into play. I borrowed a couple of ideas that I'd seen at other clubs, and sort of put that all together, and it just worked out great. There's well over 100 members in the club right
Whoa,
now.
And, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and it's going really well. This is our seventh year. We've got a lot going on, from lots of social stuff. You know, we get together pretty often for barbecues, and we have a big mm-hmm. Christmas party every year. We're fishing tournaments, and we do our own in-house tournaments that run year-round, and we stay very busy as a club. Yeah. Lots of fishing trips and. It's just a great time.
I know, Leon. You've done stuff, some beach clamps and stuff. Now I know the way your schedule is, but I understand you're working on maybe some plans for a late spring, early summer to continue that great work.
Absolutely. We're going to do some more
giving it back, giving it back, people.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Another thing, Leon. Let me run this by, because I've been around again 137 years. I taught Peter and those guys how to you know, throw a cast net and use the seines and whatever. But clubs start; they're like dandelions in the spring. They start and then they fizzle. They start and then they fizzle. 7 years. Well, I mean, there's other clubs like the North Bait and Fly Casting have been around 190 years, whatever. 7 years, that's a great track record, and there's no signs of slowing down. If anything, you're growing slowly but surely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's 7 years, you know, it kind of is a drop in the bucket when you compare it to some of these clubs that have been around forever. But like you said, clubs come and go.
Yep.
So I'm very happy that we're in our seventh year, and I don't see – any reason we won't be around 10 years from now or 20 years from now.
And Leon, you're drawing from a great pool of anglers. I mean, there's guys from all over South Jersey that are members.
Yes.
And gals, guys and gals. Hey, look, let me ask you this, though. Hey, people, running the club, doing all this stuff, he still has hair. No kidding.
Not as much as I used to.
Well, we can say that across the board. We're speaking with Leon Chuchinski, president and founder of AC Saltwater Anglers. Their second annual flea market today at the Elks Lodge, 1815 Summers Point Road in Egg Harbor Township. Free parking. Food and drink available. $5 admission fee. Youngsters 12 and under are free. It's going to be a great time. Stock up on tackle. You're going to find things here you won't find anywhere else. I tell you, some of these guys, the bucktails in particular, people say it's a bucktail. Generically so, yes. The little nuances some of these guys use, like, even I'm catching fish with them. Holy God.
Yeah. Yeah, South Jersey has a great little group of tackle builders, and some of their stuff is really becoming well known, and for very good reason. Some of these guys are building great stuff.
Yep.
And yeah.
And the pickup deals are, so if you're a collectible, you know, they like older tackle. My lovely Dee Marie says, why are you using stuff? She says, I bet you'd buy a truck or a car with a carburetor in it now. I'm going retro, Lee, back to fiberglass rods and non-skirted spool, things like that, for the simple reason I caught fish with them way back. And I love technology. Don't get me wrong. All my years in the industry, I saw leaps and bounds, quantum leaps, especially in the rod and reel business. But, Lee, and the older guys before me, like during the 50s, how did they catch fish with this stuff? And you wonder, it's going back to your roots, saying, I did it then. I'm depending on all the super high-tech tackle now. There seems to be a disconnect. So I'm trying to find a fountain of middle age. I don't know. But listen, you'll find it there again. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Hey, Lee, so it's pretty easy to get to, correct? 1815 Summers Point Road?
Yeah, very simple to find. It's an easy, it's not tucked away in the back anywhere. Real easy to locate.
Okay, Lee, God spares. We'll see you there. Forget about flood, man. It's going to be a good time. It was great to see you again to me. So your take real fast here, we're up against Hardbreaker. Your take on the fluke regs?
I think they're okay. For me personally, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's all that hard to get three at 18, and I think it's pretty good.
And I just like this extended season. Again, when I first came down here, and let's go flounder fishing. Well, winter flounder, no, fluke. So back and forth with the vernacular, north, south, whatever. And then I didn't realize how fantastic the fluke fishing, a.k.a. summer flounder fishing, was in the back. And I'm thinking Dennisville Lake back then when they stopped going to go trout fishing. No, Leon, great fishing in South Jersey for flounder early in the season with that May 5th opener predicated on weather, people. Boom, bang, man. It's going to be a grand slam.
Yeah. And like you said, the extended season is just great. That was a biggie for me, you know.
Yep.
More days to fish is a good thing to hear.
Especially with your schedule, man. Hey, Leon, before you go, people want more information on Atlantic City Saltwater Anglers in its seventh year. Go. We've got Facebook, got website. What do you got, man?
Yeah, check us out on our website, www.acanglers.com. Check us out on Facebook, and hey, reach out, reach out to me, ask me any questions you might have about the club, and if you're interested, I know you'll be happy you joined.
I'm going to ask you something off the air about these barbecues, man. I heard they're kick-ass.
Yeah, we do all right.
Leon, take care. Best of all. We'll see you soon, bro.
Thank you, Tom. Take care.
Yep. That's going to be a fun event today. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back to Rack It Up. Wrap It Up, rather. On Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, a new crackdown on rules for Airbnbs in New York City is making it harder and more expensive for families to find a place to stay. Also, if you scroll social media incessantly, you may have what experts call money dysmorphia. We'll explain it and have tips on avoiding it. Plus, new trend at work, dry promotions, and leadership lessons from March Madness. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, wrapping up Rack and Fin Radio with me, weekend of March 23rd and 24th. Like I said, no matter the rain, the fishing has been hot in some areas, sizzling some areas, warm in areas. It depends where you're going and what you are looking for. But hey, man, I'm here, and there's a, I can't even say triple banging. I'm going to have to say a fourple banging bite going on in the Atlantic City area. Join us on the line, longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio. Been a while since he's been a guest. Noel Feliciano at One Stop Bait and Tackle. Noel, how's it going, brother?
Banging, triple banging, quadruple banging. Hey, let me tell you something. You know why people are not catching fish?
Because they're not fishing.
You want to know the secret?
What?
I'm putting myself out there on this one. Nobody's fishing.
Yeah.
They're waiting for me to put them up there and watch them on social media. You got to go make your own fishing report. You know?
How true. Hey, Feliciano, you say quadruple. I say fourple. It depends on the neighborhood. Listen to me. What about this black drum, the veal of the bay? What do you got?
The veal of the bay, let me tell you something. We're 3 to 4 weeks ahead of time on schedule with them. This is the bonus year, meaning the water never got cold. So you know what that stands for? The fish stay here. The fish didn't go too far because they don't have to migrate all the way down because of the water temperature. Everything has to do with the water temperature. The moon, the water temperature, and the fish are here. The striped bass and the black drum.
Oh, yeah. And, Noel, so what, 10 days away that the tog bites, well, I know they've got some of the boats already catching them. They're letting them go. But the tog season's going to reopen. 4 fish at 15. You're going to be banging all over again, bro.
Let me tell you something. I'm looking forward to that. And the most important thing, have that rod to bend. That's what, and keep familias fishing. This is the most important thing. If you haven't taken your buddy out and you got an extra rod, call him up and take him with you. If you have a kid that's in your neighborhood and never been fishing, your kids, put them all together and come down here because I can guarantee you some fish. Get some good bait and a good spot, and I got all the spots.
I know. Noel, listen, he will
put you right on the hot spot.
He will put you on fish. He's done it for us. Noel, it doesn't seem to be the weather, what have you. You have areas picked out. Tom P., listen, it's going to be this, so go here. It's going to be over this, go there. He puts you on fish. Noel, by the way, congratulations on the expanded digs, the new digs. What's the deal?
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
For a lot of years.
Yeah.
and it's finally come to fruition. I feel like a fish out of water in a shop because it's too big for me, you know? I'm used to a little hole in the wall and I can control it. With this here, man, it's just too big. But it's never too big, but you feel comfortable once you come in. It's broad daylight. You don't have to focus your eyeballs and wait a couple seconds to get in there because it's too dark. You can see it from 2 blocks away. Before you even get here, you can actually see it. Plenty of lighting, a lot of parking, and a lot of places to go fishing, and the fish are here.
Noel, to that black drum, I assume the gentleman was using a clam for bass?
Believe it or not, he caught it off a bloodworm.
Get the hell, get out of here.
Yep, he's going for bass with bloodworms. His son cast it, kind of discombobulated. He says, just leave it there. That's what it meant. Just leave it there. And he caught a black drum.
I'm going to steal that line from you, Noel.
What's
just
that?
Just leave it there.
Just leave it there.
Feliciano, I'm just putting it out of here. I'm stealing it. It's going to be show up in an article somewhere. I'm stealing that from you. Okay, full disclosure. I'm a verbal plagiarist. Noel, now the bluefish are due when? What do you think? With the water bluefish warm coming up, I remember, didn't you have some last year, the second week in April or something?
Yes. So we're a little ahead of time. You got to remember something. Delaware Bay right now, as we speak, even days ago, the stripers are in so thick inside there, coming up the coast, that the bunker guy's telling me that he can't even leave his nets in the water because they're tearing his nets up.
Wow.
So that means anything that happens in Delaware Bay, that's for you, me, and up the coast, and that's what it means for everybody because it's going to be. He thought last year was the year for striped bass, and we caught some bass. I caught my 50, my personal best.
Right,
that
right.
One day we had 17 fish over 34 to 37 inches, and they keep none up to 50 inches. I caught one. I was super stoked, but this is all bonus things. But he's never seen so much striped bass in the Delaware Bay. Guess what? He looks towards the side banks, and he ain't seeing nobody fishing. So yeah. My suggestion to you, that's why I tell you, when you go out these spaces, all these spots, even in the front jetties, they're catching them. Even towards the back bay, they're yep. spawning here. They're spawning there. We're between two river systems. We have all this bay all the way back towards Absecon and Lakes Bay. All that is yep. spawning areas for all these fish. That's exactly why Atlantic City has the world record striped bass off of land.
Right. Hey, Noel, listen, here. Before we're up against the end of the show here, before I let you go, okay, top bait and top lure if you want to chase stripers right now, say in the back. Bloods, clam, poppers, twitch baits, what?
Let me tell you something. The lure, you got to have faith in what you throw. Some people like an SP. Other people like metal lips. Other people like a Yozori. Other people like a top surface plug. Just go out there and do your own fishing report and send me the pictures. I'll push you up. Or just bring it in. I have no problem with that. So we got to show these people that they are catching fish. Just get these kids off this Xbox and pick up a tackle box. My whole thing is family-oriented things.
That's it.
We
yeah.
need more and more of it.
Feliciano, just to let you know, be careful with his bloodworms. Noel, tell me if it's rumor or not. I heard a guy bought a dozen of your bloods. He reached in the container. They jumped him and rolled him over in the sedge banks. Is that true?
It's true. That is true. We got more worms right now that you can shake a stick at. If you haven't been going out there, I got the freshest bait around. There's a lot of other tackle shops, but you can pass all of them and come right here, boy.
You're killing me.
It's not maybe he has it, maybe he doesn't. I always have what I have. It's not a real big shop. But whatever I have plenty of.
Noah, before I let you go, how's the family in the lovely Uwilda?
You know what? God is big.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. My wife is in remission, and I my hands go up to the Lord, and I greatly appreciate it for all the prayers and everything else, because there's a lot of people going out through cancer, and she beat it. And the most important thing, when you have that man upstairs and you have plenty of faith, everything comes along.
And it's quadruple banging in Atlantic City. Get your rods, reels, get down. And well, you take care, man. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
See you, brother. Bye. That'll do it for this week on Rack of Inter. I had to get it in a minute. The bite's going on. That was a nice-sized black on a bloodworm? Oh, man. I catch tog on sandworms, so I guess everything is the late great of Gates Bait and Tackle, Florio. I just call him Mr. Florio. He says, kid, everything eats worms, whether it's salt water or freshwater. And there you go. Get out there and enjoy. Okay, weather's going to straighten out. Don't worry about it. Next week, things are going to pop wide open all over again. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Again, the Sisters of Field program. Check it out. Three great programs. Deadline to register, April 1st, njfishandwildlife.com. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.